Yerushalmi Tumayf, corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Samaches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalef, Madalef, 5 lines from the foot of the page, Masnifa Bekelim. Masnifa Bekelim Gedolim, or Bekelim Katanim, Ma'arim Alehem, Umadvilam. The Mishnah taught that if a person immersed vessels on Shabbos, if it was Shogig, he may use them, if it was Mazid, he may not use them. Now the Mishnah was discussing large vessels, but for small vessels, he may immerse them in a scheming kind of way, as if he's drawing water with it. Betani Rabbi Yehoshua Memalehu Adam Kli Tomei Menabor Umarim Alav Umadbilai. And we have a brisa from Rabbi Yehoshua that a person may fill a Tomei vessel from the pit, thereby immersing it in a scheming kind of way. Betani Nafal Doliav B'Sech Habor, Nafal Kela B'Sech L'Sech Habor, Marim Aleim Umadbilam. And the brisa says, if a person's bucket or his vessels fill into the pit, he may scheme and thereby have immersed them. Treina Marayim Chadama B'Kelim Shinitmu B'Avatuma, V'Chorona Amma B'Kelim Shinitmu B'Vlatatuma. Two Amoraim disagreed. One said that this technique may be used even if the vessels received tumah from an Ava tumah, which is a Torah type of tumah, and the other one said only if it received it from a rabbinic tumah, such as a Rishon tumah. Meisiv, mandam bevlada tumah, lemandam be'ava tumah, v'afilu b'chol, ton hev shemesh. We have a question. The second opinion asked the first opinion that a vessel with a Torah tumah must not be used until nightfall after it's immersed. So how could he immerse it on Shabbos for Shabbos use? The answer is that the requirement to wait only applies to using it with truma and kodshim, but for chulin, it can be used immediately. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi, Isha Pikachas, Madicha, Kois, should say, Kan, Ka'ara Kan, Tamchui Kan, Nimfis, Marbetsis, Besa, B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeir, quoting Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi, said that it's prohibited to merabate on Shabbos, means sprinkle water to prevent dust from rising. So a clever woman will wash a cup here, a bowl over there, and a pot over there, thereby being merabed the entire house on Shabbos. Rav Shmuel b'Rabbi Abo b'Shogeg b'Issa b'Mezid b'Issa. Rav Shmuel, quoting Rioch, said that when the Mishnah taught that if a person immersed vessels on Shabbos, if it was Shogeg, he may use them, even if he didn't know that immersing vessels was forbidden, it's considered Shogeg, as proven by the fact that the phrase is taught together with the intentional case. Am Rav Yosi, Masnisa Amakein, Amasa b'Mavasha b'Shabbos, Shogeg Yoichol, Mezid l'Yoichol, B'Shogeg B'Issa B'Mezid B'Issa. Rabbi Yossi says this can be seen from the Mishnah itself, as it continues to teach that if a person tithed or cooked on Shabbos, if it was Shogeg, he may eat it, if it was Mezid, he may not eat it. And certainly over here, the Shogeg knew that he was cooking, but didn't know it was prohibited. The same understanding would apply to the one immersing. Tani HaMavasha B'Shabbos, the Baisa brings the case of a person who cooked on Shabbos. So we have a number of opinions, Shogeg Yoichol, Mezid la yechal de Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that if it was done b'shogeg, he may eat it even on Shabbos, but Mezid, he may not eat it until after Shabbos. Reb Yehuda aimer b'shogeg yechal la moitz Shabbos, but Mezid la yechal oilames. Reb Yehuda is more stringent. He says b'shogeg, he may not eat it until after Shabbos, but Mezid, he may never eat it, but others may eat it after Shabbos. Reb Yochanan Sandler amash b'shogeg yechal la moitz Shabbos la'achem v'loiloi, but Mezid la yechal loiloi v'loi la'achem. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, the most stringent, says that B'Shogeg, others may eat it after Shabbos, but not him, but Mezid, nobody may eat it. Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and Shmuel ruled like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Rav Kadhava Moiri, B'Chaburte, Hori Kub Meir, B'Sibua, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. When Rav ruled for his students, he would rule like Rabbi Meir. In public, he ruled like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Amrib Shem Bar Bisna, Barsana, Kub Shmuel, B'Noish Rabbi Yochanan Roika, Hori Loin. Rav Shimon Bar Basna says that Rav ruled for us like Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka. The Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Mnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka, called Dava Shechai, Mal Zdoina Koris, Vashigi Yosef Chatas, Vasoi B'Shabbos, B'Meshogig ben B'Mezid, Osa, Ben Loi, Ben La'achirim. I should say, V'chol Dava Shein Chai, Mal Zdoina Koris, Vashigi Yosef Chatas, Vasoi B'Shabbos, B'Shogig Yochel, Lamarthi Shabbos, La'achirim V'Loi Loi, B'Mezid, Loi Loi, V'Loi La'achirim. So Rav, he says, ruled like Rabbi Shmuel, who's the most stringent of all the opinions we've seen, because we have Braitha from Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka. Any act that is punishable with Karis when done by Mezid, and is liable a Chatas offering when done by Shogeg, if one did it on Shabbos with a Shogeg or Mezid, the product is permanently prohibited both to him and to others. Any act that does not have these punishments means it's a rabbinic prohibition. If it was done by Shogeg, others may eat it after Shabbos, but Mezid, nobody may eat it. Bo'an Kaimi Rabbi Yochanan, Atma at Amal. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, what is the halacha for one who cooks on Shabbos? Amaloin, ani ainli ela mishnah hamasa b'mavasha b'shabbos b'shogeg yochol b'mezid l'yochol. He answered that I can only follow our mishnah that we had that follows the view of Rabbi Meir, that if a person tithed or cooked on Shabbos, if it was shogeg, he may eat it, if it was mezid, he may not eat it until after Shabbos. Shom Rav Chista v'omar, hutru shabbosos loikein. Rav Chista heard this and said that it will cause Shabbos to be viewed lightly in people's eyes. Am Rav Huna b'shem Rav, v'tani Rav Chia, Kane, Boshoina Hyoimim, Hashekh Tafshile, Agabe Kirothai, Beshabbath, Beshege Yechob, Mezilla Yechol, Nechshadu Shayimanichim, Mezidim Shechichim Hainu, Beothilahem Etha Shekh, Vat Ama Hacha Hachain. Rav Chista continued that Rav Huna, quoting Rav and Rav Chia's Brisa, say that originally they said the one who forgets his pot cooking on the stove coming into Shabbos, which is a rabbinic prohibition known as Shehiya, if it was b'shogeg he may eat it, but mezid he should not eat it. Once people became suspected of intentionally leaving it and claiming that they had forgotten it there, they prohibited the food even if he'd forgotten it there. So how can we rule leniently like Rav Meir? Amar Bihila, nechshadu li'yos manichim, lo nechshadu li'yos mevatshlim, knasa b'maniach, v'lo knasa b'mevashel. Rav Hillel rejected this. He says that they were suspected of leaving pots on the stove coming to Shabbos, which is rabbinic and does not involve any prohibited act on Shabbos itself, but they weren't suspected of actually cooking on Shabbos. Therefore, they penalized one who accidentally leaves it coming into Shabbos, but not one who accidentally cooked on Shabbos. Chazu loyma kol tavshil shehu mitstamik v'yofaloi osa mitstam v'raloi muta. And the end of the Rav Chia's Brisa says that they later said that only a dish that improves with further cooking becomes prohibited, even if it accidentally was left on the stove coming into Shabbos, but if extra cooking was detrimental to it, then it's permitted to eat. Which foods improve with further cooking? Cabbage, beans, and small pieces of meat. Ratanchum Ba'ila said that even turnip and small onion heads are considered foods that improve with further cooking. Beitzim Mahin, in which category are eggs? Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yumi b'chanina b'shem Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, Abba Ala lebeisei umatzah sham beitzim v'asa chamin v'hita. And the answer is Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yumi and b'chanina quoting Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi says that my father, means Rabbi Yosi, went home once and found eggs that had been left on the stove coming to Shabbos, and he prohibited them. And he found hot water and he permitted it. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nosson b'shem b'chama b'chanina. Ani va'aba alinu lechamaskader v'heviu lefaneinu beitzim katanais ke'azvedin v'tamen yafe kepin karisin. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nosson, quoting Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, said that my father and I went to Chamaskader and they served us eggs that were cooked until they were small as saw apples and they tasted as good as pin karisin. Tani loitamale isha kadeira asosios v'tumasin v'titnam l'seich hatanur erushasim chasheicha v'im nosnum asurim l'masishabas ad shkadei sheyasu. The Brisa says a woman should not fill a pot with beans and put it in the oven just before Shabbos. If she did, they're prohibited until long enough after Shabbos to be able to cook them. Rav Acha Amar b'Mezid k'Rav Meir. Rav Acha said the Brisa is a case of Mezid and follows Rav Meir. Rav Yosi Amar b'Shogeg k'Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosi says no, it's a case of Shogeg and it follows Rav Yehuda. Amar b'Mana Yorus Amar b'Yosi. Rav Mana says Rav Yosi is correct as we see in the following Brisa. And Leiter b'Shabbos b'Shogeg k'Kaim b'Mezid Yaakov b'Shvius b'Shogeg b'Mezid Yaakov. And we have a support from this Brisa that one who plants a sapling on Shabbos, b'shogeg he may leave it, b'mezid he must uproot it. If he planted it in Shvius, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid he has to uproot it. Rav Yehuda Omar, chilef ha'dvorim, b'shvius, b'shogeg yikayim, b'mezid yaakor, b'shabbos and b'shogeg b'mezid yaakor, m'pnei sh'anoyas Shabbos alav. And Rav Yehuda says it's the opposite. In Shvius, b'shogeg he may leave it, b'mezid he has to uproot it, and on Shabbos, whether shogeg or mezid, he has to uproot it, so he won't benefit from melacha done on Shabbos. V'kan v'kin sh'adat amah hamtein l'matzei Shabbos al kadei sh'yaseh k'mishlonen l'machmas Shabbos klum. And the Gemara concludes that here also, when the pot was put on before Shabbos and he was required to wait until long enough after Shabbos to be able to cook them, it was also in order to avoid benefiting from anything done on Shabbos, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ma tam d'rabbonon nechshu ha'shviyis v'nechshu ala Shabbosos d'v'acha moinim l'shviyis v'ein moinim l'shabbosos. What's the Rabbonon's reasoning in this Baisa? People are suspected of transgressing Shvius but not Shabbos. Alternatively, people will count the years of Ola of a sapling and conclude that it must have been planted in Shvius and mistakenly learn from it, and this isn't relevant when it comes to Shabbos. Hey Chavida, nota pochus mishloishim yoim lifnei Shvius v'nechnas ala Shvius in teimah chashad enkan chashad. Chashad ein kan chashad. In teima moinim yesh kan moinim. Not a pachas m'shloishim yom lefnei matzei shviyis, v'nechas ha-shminis. In teima chashad yesh kan chashad, v'afi kamanda ama mipnei yishitei ha-chashad, v'am kamanda ama mipnei moinim, v'konsei shogeg mipnei mezid. What's the difference between these two reasons? If you planted less than 30 days before Shvius and then Shvius arrived, if you're concerned for suspicion, it doesn't apply here. If you're concerned for counting, it would apply here. If you planted less than 30 days before the end of Shvius and the 8th year arrived, there is a concern for suspicion, but according to the one who is concerned for counting, they penalize inadvertent for intentional transgression.